Hello, everybody. Keith Ferrante here. Just wanted to talk for a few moments about advancing as a person that's going to operate in the kingdom and advancing in business. And what does that look like to fulfill your assignment in business and in entrepreneurship and do it in a kingdom way? One of the things that I specialize in is helping define and create values and priorities and figure out like the values of heaven concerning certain situations. And so I put together like a four-part framework for kingdom. Like how to know that your values are the correct way, and that eternally, like when you get up in heaven, you're going to have a reward, because if your values are not built on the kingdom foundations here on earth, when you get to heaven, there won't be anything, and that will be a big bummer for anybody that like you built on earth. And there's different passages of scripture, you know, in Psalms and other places where it's like, man, I admired the wicked. I saw how much they flourished. I saw how much they were doing well. And then, but in the end, I noticed they have nothing. In the end, God places them on shaky ground, but the righteous stand firm forever. And so our goal is to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. So becoming someone that really is a kingdom person, you have to seek first, obviously, basic, the kingdom. That's value number one. Seek first the king. Seek first the king of the kingdom. Because what's the kingdom? The kingdom is him. Righteous peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteous peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom is in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, in God himself. Like if we're... Sometimes we get so focused on what's the kingdom, but the kingdom is God and everything that he is. It's the same thing as like where it says, it's by grace you have been saved, and this is not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. Literally, it's not like, okay, God's like, here's a gift, like the gift of grace. No, God himself is the gift. That's the grace. Himself, he comes in. Same with the kingdom. What is the kingdom? It's God. Christ in you. You know, the kingdom of God is within you. And so the first priority of the kingdom and being effective in the kingdom is having Christ within you. Have that, like, to honor him at number one at all costs. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Scripture says love, and then love one another as I've loved you. Like, this is the new commandment, love one another as I've loved you. Like, you have to get a revelation that you are so loved, and that you, and out of that love, you're loving one another. You're loving the Lord, loving the Lord, and then loving your neighbor. But when you get that first priority, like, if you want to be a successful kingdom entrepreneur, like, you have to get sensitive to the voice of God. You have to know him. You can't love God if you don't know God. It's like, I used to do tons of stuff for God, but I didn't know God. I didn't know his voice. I didn't know how he talked. I didn't, I read the Bible. I could lead people to Jesus through scripture, through debate. I was very passionate, but like actually knowing God, that's Matthew 7. You prophesied in my name. I never knew you. New is genosko, intimacy between husband and wife. You can like literally know about someone, but not know that person. And that's the goal here. Like if you want to have an eternal kingdom value, if you want to have an eternal reward, if you want to have impact that's lasting, you have to start by getting to know God intimately, letting yourself be loved. That's the first way to actually start hearing his voice, letting yourself be loved. And my journey of learning to, be a person of that heard God and knew God's voice and moved in the power of God and understood the presence of God. It was first about just learning to be loved. It was about surrendering. It was learning to stop being in control and trying to be a great performer and please everybody and like and please God and just like, okay, I already am pleased. God's already pleasing to, you know, pleased by me. God's already happy because of Christ. Christ is inside of me. It's finished. The kingdom, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. It's like, okay, I need to understand and see and seek this righteousness. Oh man, his acceptance. That's first. Woo! We're just there. And then the second priority, once you really have that first one down, the second priority is your ecosystem of family. And if you're married, of course you're like there's a priority in relationships, but like if you're married, your spouse is your number one priority in the relationship value ladder. And if you get that off, then your kingdom foundations are going to be like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. They're going to be off a little bit the higher you go up. Some people are like closer to their kids than they are to their spouse. Some people are closer to their best friend than they are to their spouse. Some people are closer to their church than they are to their spouse. Because maybe there's like the spouse has all, you know, maybe their spouse is not a believer. Maybe their spouse is not on exactly the same page as them. But listen, if you're married to a spouse, then in the ecosystem of relationship, which is number two value system, if you want to be a successful kingdom entrepreneur, is you have to have that spousal relationship, you know, really well. And, you know, I get around people, oh yeah, I'm great with my wife. I'm great with my husband. We're amazing. He lets me do whatever I want him to do. And then like recently I was meeting some people and they were saying that, you know, because people are just good at lying. People are just good at, unless they're super, they crash and burn and then they're humble. But a lot of times entrepreneurs, they try to like act like everything's great. And it's like, okay, what is a sign that you're actually doing well with your spouse? Like you know, you're actually together. You actually know what they need to feel loved and you fulfill those love needs, love tank, however you want to call it. What's your love needs? What's your five love languages? Those kind of things. Like, do you know your spouses? Do they know yours? Are you actively meeting them? And they're ever evolving and changing. So are you walking with them? How do you know if you have a great relationship with your spouse? You know their love languages. You meet them. You're working on them. Even if you're not amazing at it, at least you're actively trying. You're being coached on how to do it better. Secondly, you receive their input. You give input, you receive input. You know when to listen, you know when to input. You know how to help them, know when you need to be listened to. Like, you're good at communicating. You understand communication. They meet your needs, you meet their needs. Some basic stuff. Do you receive their input into your business? Do they receive your input into what they're doing? If it's a business or whatever it is, like, that's a big one. A lot of spouses, you know, a lot of business people are like, oh no, I don't talk to my spouse about work. They don't know my job. I'm like, no, they don't got another job. They know you. And if you learn to listen to your spouse, you're going to save you from a lot of trouble. The biggest ROI you can have in your business is to listen to your spouse, to learn to listen to your spouse. They're going to save you from a boatload of money that you lose. And they're going to help you make a bunch of money. And they're going to help you stay out of bad partnerships. And they're going to help you know when to adjust things. They're going to help you know when you're being blindsided. And if you learn to really trust them, it's going to be such a blessing to you. It's going to be your fastest way to increase. And if you don't, you could lose a lot of money. And worst case scenario, they divorce and take half your money. And then that's like the worst ROI. So like actually just getting your marriage right is like huge to having kingdom impact. But having, have entrepreneurial effectiveness in ROI. And so I'm always, you know, helping business people like focus on their marriage and work through some of the things in their marriage. Like, how do you know you have a good marriage? Like, that's what we're like, that's, you know, key. How do you know you have a good marriage? Your spouse listens to you. You listen to them. They meet your needs. You meet their needs. You enjoy hanging out. You actually do hang out. They give you input into your business. Like you don't squish them. They're not below as your servant, you above. Like you have a true mutual like giving and taking. Like you're receiving from them, they're receiving. It's a dance. There's a dance going on. It's this beautiful connection. You never like break the love connection. There's always a connection. You never let it get out here. It's always here. Like you're vulnerable 100%. Everything about you is known to your spouse. There's nothing hidden. Well, I don't want to say this to my spouse. I don't want to hurt them. Like this temptation, this fear, this thing, okay, that will hurt them in the long run. So everything needs to be out in the open. So once your spouse is like God first and really listening to God, then you build your ecosystem of relationships with your spouses first. Then your kids need to be your priority. Can't be your spouse and then your work friends, or your spouse and your work. Or your work cannot be number one. Like, okay, God, then work. Like sometimes, you know, like pastors could get this mixed up a little bit. They think God is the same as their job as a pastor. It's like, no, there's a difference. Everyone is required to have that number one God connection. But I would put job, your kingdom purpose, at number three of priorities. Number three is your kingdom purpose. Number four is where you make your dollars, make your money. Four is your business. So, like, but number two is the second biggest priority is your ecosystem of family relationships, starting with your spouse and your kids. Then your, you know, it could be your friends, some spiritual mentors, which would be, you know, some spiritual brothers and sisters. Like this can include all this community, like healthy community. And really, like, how well are you doing? Because your healthy community is an ecosystem that will help you. So if you're not married and you don't have kids, like, then your first priority should be, you know, some close friends that love God, some spiritual mentors that love the Lord, maybe your biological parents, if they're still living, and biological brothers and sisters. Like, you have to work at those kind of things, or spiritual ones. But like, who should be the closest in priority? You have to vet your relationships, and the right ones closest to you are just going to create the greatest return on investment. That's going to create the greatest reward in the long haul, going to be the best benefit for you. So really understanding relational dynamics is a huge key. I spend so much time with business people on relationships because I know that getting those relationships right is going to be the fastest way. Because it's like for me, whenever I go to make a decision about finances, business, what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to go, what, like, I'm going to first talk to my, you know, my spouse about it. First, of course, first the Lord, then my spouse, then some mentors, then my friends, then maybe, you know, then maybe another mentor or so, then back to my spouse and the Lord. And together, like, you get this vetting system on how you make decisions. You start here and you go all the way around here to here and all the way back. And then you make your decision, and you make a lot better decisions that way. Something I'm learning to help prophetic people do, and have been doing for a while, even business people that are prophetic, it's like, hey, don't use all the signs from the Lord to determine your destiny. All the little, you know, there's the three blue angels. I should make this decision. I saw three blue angels, or I saw five hummingbirds. It's like, no, don't make your big decisions off of those. Let them be a part of it, but then vet all of those signs by the healthy people around you and the practice and your own heart, and just getting clear on your heart, getting clear on, like, you know, what you want to do in your heart. And so, like, number two is your ecosystem of relationships, getting that really healthy. And then three, in terms of kingdom priorities, is then your kingdom purpose. Like, what is your purpose? And your purpose is different. Like I said, your kingdom purpose is different than your number one kingdom value, which is putting God first, just spending time with the Lord. There's a difference between your kingdom purpose, because, you know, like, just put it in terms of my kingdom purpose is to create wealth and to, you know, alleviate poverty. And I know God's told me to do this. And so it's like you're spending your time there, and anytime you have with the Lord, it's all towards that. It's like, Lord, give me insights to build my business. Give me insights. I'm like, no, I want to have a relationship with the Lord, just to walk in the cool of the morning with the Lord in the garden. Just, oh, I love you. You love me. It's so good to be alive. I just thank you so much for my family. And just go through prayer, just connection. And kingdom purpose number three is different. Once you've sought first Him, loving the Lord, and then valuing your family, then you get clear on your kingdom purpose. For years I was pastor, and so it's like, a lot of times I would spend with the Lord would be, you know, as I was spending time with the Lord, I would get sermons for my next sermon. He, you know, And I'm like, okay, that's great, but that's not just walking with the Lord. And you have to break it out. Like, there's just hanging out with Jesus, and there's hanging out with Jesus to get some insights to preach. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with getting insights for business, but I want to make sure he's first. He's first, then my relationships, then my purpose. And then get really clear on your purpose. How do you get clear on your purpose? Like, who do you have a heart for? Outside of your family, like, who do you really care about? What problems do you really want to solve? Like, kingdom purpose is going to come in who you really have a heart for. Then it's going to be like, okay, do you have any prophetic words to back that up? Then it's going to be like, do you have skill sets to match that heart? Like, and once you get in like giftings to match the heart and the prophetic words, like sometimes you get prophetic potential rather than prophetic reality words. And it's like, it's good to test your heart, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, this is not really something that I have the gifting for. It's not really something that I have a heart for, but I don't really have the gifting. I don't really have this. So I think to really come to a good understanding of your kingdom purpose, you really need to, like, it's not just one thing. It's first of all, understanding what's in your heart. Proverbs 16:9, in his heart, the man plans a course, and the Lord determines his steps. Like, first of all, getting clear on what's in your heart. What's the prophetic words been saying? What is, what are you sensing, from the Lord and all of that? What's the, is there a timing issue in these sort of things? Do you have a gift set in these sort of, in these areas that you're passionate for? And you vet your kingdom purpose. You vet it. And your kingdom purpose is always developing and changing. You might have a razor sharp focus, and it might, but there's like assignments within it that are changing. So I think you will do well in your kingdom purpose, number three of priorities, if you're seeking first the Lord always, because he'll help you tweak your kingdom purpose. And then you're connected to your family and spiritual ecosystem, because then in that, they will help you know what? I think the grace is kind of drying up in your kingdom assignment from last season. It's no longer current for this season. And with the Lord, you can continue to move forward. Your kingdom assignment sometimes gets fulfilled, and then you get a new assignment, or he adds assignment to it, or he refines your assignment, or, something of that nature. So kingdom assignment, and then number four of kingdom purpose or kingdom priorities for your kingdom priorities is your business and where you make your money. Like, I put that at number four. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking, well, does anyone actually have a purpose to just make money? I'm like, I don't know. But what I really got clear on was the best way to stay clean as you make money is to, like, you make money because you have a heart for people. You make money because you want to solve problems that people have. So it's love. Love is the greatest way forward in making money. If you prioritize love, which is level three of kingdom priorities, if love is your kingdom purpose, it's like, I love these people and I want to help them get free and I want to help them ascend and get into their purpose. Like, one of my, kingdom assignments, my number three, is CEOs, is helping CEOs and influential leaders get the fire of God in them, get free, get the values of the kingdom, get heaven's blueprint inside of them, and get commissioned into their place of impact. That is something that I have a kingdom assignment on. And then, kingdom priorities, number two, the people of my ecosystem have confirmed that. I've said, man, Keith, you need to be spending time with, CEOs, and you really have a grace for them. You really help them. They get advanced when they're around you. And then the Lord himself has told me, Keith, many millionaires will want what you carry. So I have my connection with the Lord, my family, and my kingdom purpose, lined up, and they're clear. And there's grace flowing. And then that becomes my number four, my dollars. Because so dollars don't become my main priority. My kingdom purpose is, my ecosystem of family is, and my connection with the Lord is. So you see, like, once you have the connection with the Lord, the ecosystem of family, kingdom purpose, then your money, the money will do well. Like, the money will just be the natural outflow of clarity on your purpose, connection with the family, and journey with the Lord. And so I'm praying for each one of you guys to really get those four priorities rightly aligned. A lot of business people have the money as their number one. And there's so many problems in that. They don't listen to their spouse, they don't know how to hear God. You know, they don't understand their kingdom purpose. They're just trying to make money and trying to get ahead. Like, get the first ones down, and this will be added. The money will be added. All that you have need of will be added. So I pray much grace upon you. I pray this would be helpful, revelatory for you. If you're somebody that is a CEO, you're building something, you want to help get those priorities straight, that's my specialty, helping a company and the CEO get their foundations in order. And as I do that, you know what happens? They start making more money, because when you're building in God's ecosystem, you just, like, the natural flow will be blessing. And I've seen even clients even lately where, like, they join me, within a week they had another $1 million deal that was stuck for a year, or they debt hundreds of thousands sort of debt, you know, begin to get paid off. Like, I know God just, it's like, when you seek the kingdom, all these things will be added. It's not even a direct result. It's not even like I talked and said, here's the brilliant strategy to get $1 million. It's like, no, we just got on a journey together, and all of a sudden the increase happened. It's I know scripture says, if you receive a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. There's going to be a reward. I've seen that people that get around me get financial breakthrough. They get reward because God helps them get clear on their purpose, their kingdom assignment, their connection with the Lord, their family gets healthy. And then the natural outflow is they do financially increase, which opens up more favor to kingdom legacy and kingdom purpose. So, man, bless you guys. Have an amazing day. And if that's something for you, go to www.increasewithkeith.com and check out how to go on a journey with me at a higher level. If not, we'll see you guys next time around. Peace.